Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning actually at the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph in Simen Reish Lamed Ches. Likboa Itim LeTorah Balayla. Person has a responsibility and obligation to learn Torah at night. As we'll see, the nights were created specifically for learning, and therefore one should spend as much time as possible always learning, but certainly at night. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Tzarech lizor b'limud halayla yoser mi b'shel yom. A person should be even more careful with his learning siddurim at night than even during the siddurim that he has during the day. V'hamevatlo ansho meruba. And the Mechaber says if somebody is not going to do that learning that he has scheduled, so then his punishment is quite severe. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Nalef, Kidamrinan, like Chazal tells us, Lo ivrei leila ela legirsa. The nights were created for learning of Torah. Chofetz Chaim adds in Os Aleph in the Shaar Tzion. He brings down from the Ber Heitev, She'ein likro mikro balayla, that there is a custom not to learn chumish at night. However, the Prima Gadim says that absolutely okay to learn mikro at night. And he says, V'nira dafilu l'machmirim, less was a Isura. And even according to the opinion, the Ber Heitev says that we don't ideally learn Chumash at night. He says there's absolutely nothing wrong with learning Chumash at night. Certainly not an Isur. But, L'chadchila, it's better to learn Chumash during the daytime and to learn Halacha, Gemara, and things like that at night. The idea here is actually based upon a Medrash, he tells us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would teach Moshe Chumash during the daytime and he would teach a Mishnah, Torah Shabbat Peh, at night. Again, many customs abound about this. Halacha la maisa, absolutely, a person should learn at night. If the things that he can learn best or he is most interested in learning are chumash or things related to Torah Shebichsav, absolutely one should not for a second hesitate to do so if the alternative is not learning. Deir Shu footnotes 7 and 8 go into some detail describing what is allowed or what is not allowed according to this custom that it's preferable to learn non-chumash things at night. And even according to the custom, there are many exceptions to the rule. For example, Leil Hoshana Rabbah, to say Tillim at night, and many other things. And again, I can't stress enough, the bottom line is a person should learn whatever he will learn that he'll enjoy the most and will be something that he'll certainly maximize the amount of time he can learn. Certainly, that is ideal to learn at night. Deir Shu foot number 1 reminds us that the Ikka Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Ein Lo Shir. There is no limit to how much Torah a person should learn, and the Zechiv to learn day and night, v'gisabo yomom v'loyla. And he brings down, the Chofetz Chaim does in the Sefer Torah Sabayis, she'ein zed dafka, b'mi she'eino osek b'torah klal, elaf mi she'osek b'torah kol hayom, mikol mokum kol shoa v'shoa she'ocho lumo v'eino lomed, yesh lochush aloso zman shu b'chlal, devar Hashem biza. It's a very important idea that Chofetz Chaim is telling us over here, that don't think that bitul Torah only applies to somebody that doesn't learn a lot. Oh, that guy's Mevatel Torah. But even somebody who's learning 10, 12 hours a day, if he could learn 14 hours a day, so then he's going to be held accountable for those extra 2 hours that he could have learned. So it's based upon the individual's ability, the individual's time, what the individual's doing in the time that he's not learning, all of these things that Kodesh Baruch Hu will individualize and assess whether a person really learned or whether he was Mevatel Torah. Back to the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah explains, V'kivin delekach nivra laila, since the night was created especially for learning, the day a person has to work. At night, a person's usually not working, so therefore, night was created for learning, alkein tzarech lizor b'yoseh, therefore one should be especially careful with the learning at night, not to be mevatelet. Then he brings down the Yisabah Gemara. The Gemara tells us, kol osik b'tor b'laila, if anybody learns at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chalov Chut Shel Chesed b'yom. When you learn at night, the next day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, has a string of chesed that overlays you. Shenemar, Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chasto, Uvalaylo Shiroi Mi. When you learn at night, you'll get this Chasdo during the day. Furthermore, the Gemara Menachos Daf Kuf Yud says, Od Amru, Tamidei Chachamim Oskim B'Torah B'Laylo, Tamidei Chachamim to learn Torah at night. Ma La'aleina Kosu Kilu Asukim B'Avoda. It's as if they're doing the Avoda, they're servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. Umayisei Shom Mikra, and this is based upon Psukim. Deir Shu foot number 2 points out that certainly learning alone is wonderful and ideal, but he brings down a bir halacha in Simen Kuf Nun Hei that says it is preferable l'chatchila roi lahadir lumo b'chaburi. It's better if a person learns with chavrus or learns in a larger group is even better because that's a bigger kavod shemayim. And he says if you're learning with a minion of people, oz hashchina mikademis lavo, the shchina's presence rushes, so to say, to be in such a group. So therefore, learning in a shir is preferable to learning in a smaller group or by yourself. Again, not to minimize how fantastic and wonderful it is to learn by yourself. And some people learn better by themselves than they do with a chavrusa or with other people. So certainly every person should know what is the best way for them to learn, and that's what they should do. The issue footnote number 3 discusses if a person has to sleep at night and he has to learn at night, so what should he do first? So he brings down that there are different opinions as to whether it's better to learn a lot during the early part of the night, then go to sleep. The problem with that, it's a great idea, the problem with that is that you may end up waking up late because you stayed up so late, and you'll end up not having a chance to learn before davening by Shachris, or that you may miss the optimal times for davening Shachris. So therefore, some suggest that it would be better to learn something at night, then go to sleep, and wake up early. People wake up by Chatzos, Tikkun Chatzos is a very important idea, or people get up in the beginning of the last Ashmur, the last third of the night, some say the last quarter of the night, and learn then. So this way they go into the morning davening, either davening Vasikin or the davening certainly in the right time. Having learned before that, that's a wonderful way also to, we brought down from the Shalah, to connect the day and the night and the day with learning. This is also great preparation for davening, and therefore how a person learns at night is up to the individual. Whichever way you'll learn best and will not cause you to do things that are less than optimal in your davening, so that's what a person should do. It brings down a very interesting point, and he says, person should get into the habit. I think this is one of the best things about the Yomis, the Mishnah Berurah Yomi, the Daf Yomi, the Mishnah Yomi. All of the things that a person does with regularity on a kviyistic way will be accomplished. The person says, well, I can't learn Shas, it's too hard. But if he does one Daf a day, then he can finish through Shas, even many times. The person says, I can't learn all of Chafetz Chaim, all of the Mishnah Berurah, it's way too long. But if you do one daf a day, the days add up. And if you get into the habit of doing it at a kavua time, I always learn right after Shacharis, I always learn right after I eat my lunch, right before I daven mincha, I always learn at night, right before Marv, right after Marv. So you get into a kviyas, a person will be much, much more successful. And that's why he brings down, from Ravaz Zatzal, a person says, okay, I'll learn. I learn an hour a day, but I always have to figure out when and how to learn that hour a day. So that's not as ideal as a person has a kavua dika time. A person who has a kavua dika time will never miss it. And also, you'll find that there are other times of the day that you'll figure out to learn as well, and you'll end up learning a total that's much more. Dishu foot number 4 brings down that if you're learning between mincha and mariv, while that may not be fully night yet, so that also counts as limud haTorah b'layla. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down for the Gemara in Tomid, Daf Lamed Beis, Od Amru, it says over there, Kol Osik B'Torah B'Layla, Shechina Kinegdo. If somebody learns Torah at night, the Shechina is next to him. Shenemar, Kumi Roni B'Layla. If a person gets up in the middle of the night to learn Torah, and then it says afterwards, that you are next to Hashem. He adds, because of the Rambam writes, V'huva b'yoredeya simin reishuav, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, harod zel liskos b'chisra shel Torah. For somebody who wants to acquire the crown of Torah, yizor b'chol leilosov, he should be careful every single night, v'lo ye'abet afilu achas mihen, b'sheina v'achila u'shesia v'sicha v'chayotze ka'ela, v'chule. A person who wants to be especially careful to acquire the crown of Torah should be very zealous and careful not to even give up one night of learning Torah, and not to sleep it away, to eat it away, drink it away, or to waste his time in idle conversation or anything like that. And when the Rambam writes all of his nights, and this is including even the summer when the days are long and the nights are short. Kigon b'Tammuz, for example, in the month of Tammuz, the middle of the summer for us, Sha'az nikba halaylo ha'ikar, in that situation, nighttime was created for sleeping purposes. There's only a few hours of darkness. So night was, in those days, especially for sleeping purposes. A person needs to have an appropriate amount of sleep. Kamosha Kosovo Tosos, as Tosos brings down. Nevertheless, even in those short nights of the summer, a person should make sure that he finds time to learn before he goes to sleep. The issue for number 5 brings down how great it is to learn a little bit before you go to sleep. He brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, who says that the Magid, the Malach that the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, learned with, said, Kodem HaShena Tikra Asara Prokim. A person should try to learn 10 Prokim of Mishnah before he goes to sleep. Ubaze Yisal Nishmascha Mala Mala. In this way, your holy Nishama will go even higher and higher.
And he says, "V'sasig was there kama dragos v'kama malos tovos behirer osa mishnayos shekarosa kod mashina." And this person will accomplish so many things with this learning that he does right before he sleeps. New for many people, 10 parakim of mishnayos before you go to sleep is a difficult task. So certainly, whatever a person can learn before he goes to sleep is wonderful. Omnam. He does point out that this is only before you say the bracha of Amapil. But once you say the bracha of Amapil in Kriya Shema Lamita, which we'll learn about in tomorrow's shir, Simin Reish Lamites, also Ledaber. You're not allowed to talk after Amapil, and this would be a hefsik if you were to learn after Amapil before you go to sleep. So learn before you say Amapil. The issue for number 6 brings down how important it is for those people that are able to do this to get up at Chatzos and to say Tikkun Leil Chatzos. He brings down the Shalot that Bachatzos halayla, Hakadosh Baruch Hu machzir neshamos al gufos. Hakadosh Baruch Hu finished, so to say, restoring your neshama by midnight, and that's why he puts it back in at midnight, so to say, and you can get up and learn then. And it brings down the Gemara in Brachos that David HaMelech had a special instrument that would the wind would blow magically at midnight, and David HaMelech would wake up and he would get up and learn Torah up until dawn. This idea is actually brought down by the Mishnah Berurah over here as well. He says, "V'ayin le'el b'simin aleph b'mishnah Berurah siv katan tes," where what I just said is found. Mishnah Berurah siv katan bay says, "Onsho meruba." If a person is mevatel, is learning, especially at night, his punishment will be very severe. Ukedaminan. The Gemara in Perikachelik in Sanhedrin. Call bayish ain divrei Torah nishmon bo b'layla. If a house does not have the words of Torah that are heard in it in the night, Achmona litzlan eishol chlosa, a fire will consume that house. Shenemar, and he brings psukim to support this v'gomer. Then he says v'isa beperikama diavos. In perik aleph of Pirkei Avos it says dolo mosif yosef. If a person does not add to his learning, which we see means during the summer months when the days start getting shorter and the nights start getting longer in the middle of the summer, so then Yosef, then Rachmon Lusan, a person will pass away, which means Hainu, Delo Mosif Lumo Belaila, Bitish Mituba of the Elif. A person doesn't begin to increase his learning at night from Tuba of, which is the point when the night starts to get longer, so then Yosef bin Olam, Rachmon Lusan, will be taken away from the world. Then he adds the Ayin in the Morgan Avraham, the Lishinas Ha'odam Belaila, how much a person should sleep at night, Ein Lazer Shir Kavua. It doesn't have a set amount. It depends on each individual person's personal need, his physical makeup. Lafi koach priuso, according to his physical strength. However, no matter what, lo yishtaka bishena yosemidai, but for whatever person needs, he should make sure that he sleeps that amount, but not more than that. Ukhadisa b'mishnah in Sanhedrin peches, as the Mishnah tells us, shena la tzadikim, sleeping for tzadikim is ra lohen, is bad for them, v'ra lo olam, and bad for the world. And Rashi explains, upeirish Rashi, mibnei shena noskim b'torah, because instead of their learning, they're sleeping. So it's bad for them, they're not getting the additional zuchus of learning, and it's bad for the world that is being supported by their learning, so it's bad for everybody. So again, the appropriate amount of sleep is essential, but more than whatever is appropriate, which is different for each individual person, more than what's appropriate for you is not positive. The issue for number 9 brings down, if somebody is sleeping in order to be mechazik himself to learn Torah, so the Taz writes about that, he gets credit, so to say, for all those hours of sleeping as if he was learning. He adds, Shakodesh Baruch Hu, no sin schar shovel imi sheyoshein kol tzarcho kadesh yuchalasuk b'torah. You get credit, unbelievable, for sleeping for the right purposes. I'm sleeping to make myself strong to be able to learn Torah. He brings down as well from the Evan Shleima, Shekol Chacham Ole Nishmasu B'cholayla L'Masifta Shomalim. Your soul goes up at night to learn in the Beis Medrash in Shemayim. And this is the essential purpose of sleeping, so that your neshama is up there in Shemayim learning, and when it comes down, you'll actually be benefiting from the learning that your neshama did in Shemayim. How that exactly works, I don't know, but it's a beautiful idea. Dishufut number 10 brings down, V'chei Mishi Yodea Bi'atzno, Shem Yokum Yashmoris Yoshein Be'esa Tfilah. If a person knows, I heard this great thing in the shir earlier, that you should get up early in the morning to learn 2 hours before you daven, but if that person is going to get up 2 hours early, then he's going to fall asleep during davening, then it's brought down in first Simon of Shulchan Aruch, Shemutov Sheyoshein Kol Atzoro. Better that you sleep, rather than get up and learn, and then fall asleep during the davening. However, but still, a person should make sure that he gets enough sleep that he can at least wake up a little bit before davening in order that he can go into the davening properly with a proper body and a proper mind, and as well, if he can possibly learn before then, kol hakavod. The issue for number 11 brings down, how much time does a person need to sleep? So the Rambam says 8 hours. Until a person reaches 50. And after he's 50, he needs less sleep, and he can get by with 5 or 6 hours. However, the Stipler, the great Stipler Gaon, says nowadays people are different, and he says The average amount of time of sleep is 7 hours. And some people can need 8 hours, and some people can need less than that. And bottom line is, every person should sleep as much as he needs to. And this is brought down in the name of Rav Shach Zatzal as well. Every person knows himself better than anybody else. He knows how much time he needs to sleep. Sleeping less than you need to is actually bad for a person. And don't be a tzaddik and say, well, I'll sleep less and learn more. If that's going to actually make your learning less successful and your davening less successful, that's actually yotzo schoro behevseido. Now we go to Sif Beis. We're still not on Kuf Nun Aleph Omid Beis, but as we'll see, we're going to be coming up on Simonim Reish Mem and Reish Mem Aleph, which deal with very intimate details of a person's life, marriage relationship between a husband and a wife, intimate marriage discussions, which are extremely important and critical and obviously discussed in Shulchan Aruch, but my Rebbeim have taught me that you don't give such shiurim on a tape in a public forum like the Mishka Berurah Yomi program, but they should be done in small group sessions with people there and not taped. So therefore, we will actually not have shiurim on that, so we'll be able to catch up a little bit in time, going a little bit slower on some of these simonim before that. In any event, Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Im yesh lo chok kavua lilmod kach v'kach liyom. If a person has a set seder and he learns a certain amount each day, let's say he does the Mishnah Berurah Yomi each day, and one day he can't make it, Vayatorid Bayom, that day he wasn't able to do it, Velo Shlimo, he wasn't able to finish it, Yashlimenu Balayla Miyad. He should immediately make sure that he finishes it that night and not let it go on beyond, because you'll always be behind in that situation. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel says, Ayin Le'el B'Simen Kuf Nun Hei Sif Aleph, with Mishnah Berurah Sham. The issue foot number 12 reminds us that we learned over there, Shekol Adam Tzorach Shia Lo Eis Kavua Koyom. As we've already pointed out, you should have a set shear of learning in the morning and a set shear of learning at night. V'shlo Yavirenu, Afim Usavu L'Harviya Harbe, and you shouldn't give it up, even if you're going to make a lot of money. He brings down for the Ramah, Shafilu Misha Eni Yodea Lumot, even a person that doesn't know how to learn, Mikol Mokum Yelich L'Beis HaMedrash U'Schar Alicha B'Yado. The person should still go to shul and sit there, because he'll get at least the Schar Alicha, the steps of walking to the shul. Sometimes people tell me they're so tired at night, they go to a shir in shul, and they fall asleep. And I tell them, that's wonderful, don't worry about it. You're getting Schar Alicha, you're trying. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you fall asleep, so then that's not your problem. You've done everything you can. Dishavut number 13 says, ideally, a person should set up his learning in the morning after Shachris. So you should go from davening to another great thing like learning. Of course, we said you should learn before davening as well, too. If you were to first go to your work, and then say, I'll find time to learn later on, then, of course, it's highly likely you're caught up in your business, caught up in your work, and you'll end up not having your Seder. I always recommend to people, it's a wonderful thing to set up a Seder Kavua before Shachris and a Seder Kavua after Shachris for whatever amount of time that you can, because the person knows he daven Shachris hopefully every day in a minyan, so that's a set time. He can get up a few minutes early or a longer period of time early before, and he can stay a few minutes afterwards, go to an early enough davening, a minyan, that you'll be able to learn for a little bit, whatever a little bit for you means, afterwards, and that's a great way, a fantastic way, a halachic way to start the day. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet, he tells us, Af Klomer, Afilu Balelos Haktzorim, even in the short summer nights, Mechuyiv Lios Neiro Balayla, a person should stay up at night, Kidei Lahashlam Chuko, to finish off his learning Seder that he wasn't able to accomplish during the day. Velo Ya'acher Zeh Ad Yom Mocher, and don't delay it till the next day, because the next day is going to come and has its own requirements for learning, Kiyom Shal Achrov, Mechuyiv Bipnei Atzmo, and therefore you're going to be stuck. And it's going to turn out that you missed out your day of learning. And the Prima Gadim says this is what's called a sin that cannot be corrected. Dishavut number 14 brings down a very important idea. Why over here do we say you finish it up at that night? He says learning is like korbanos, and korbanos, the night follows the day, as opposed to normally we say that the day ends by the evening. But since Torah is mechaper like korbanos, and korbanos halayla mashlim esayom shalafonavim, by korbanos we go, the night follows the day. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hei, you should do this immediately, miyad. Ve'avi neder, it's like a neder, k'daminu g'mor nedarim, ha'omer esh de'perekzef, a person says, I will learn this, neder godol, nor delikei sol, it's like he made a neder to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it brings down in Yoridei, a simin reisha dalas sefalev, the imnoa glasos dover tov, if a person has a hanhaga to do something good, im hoyadai to lino kein liol, if a person said, I'm going to do this for all time, it's like he made a neder, ve'avi neder. V'tov shiasa betchila, therefore, it's preferable for a person before he does something good. Sholia olav dover zeb neder, in order not to make it a neder, he should say, bli neder. Because penis dami ezapam shloyuchol hashlim, because something could come up and he won't be able to finish it, and then he'll be in trouble. The issue for number 15 says miyad means before the night is over, bringing this down from the Aruch HaShulchan. The issue for number 16 says doing something three times is as if you made a neder for it. So therefore, a person should say before he does something good, if he's not sure he'll be able to continue doing it, beli neder. Dishur footnote number 18 says, when a person says on Rosh Hashanah in the davening that any nedarim that I make this year should be mavutol, so that theoretically would include any of these hanhagos tovas that he did without saying bli neder, but he says it's preferable for a person to go still say bli neder to get around any potential problems. This concludes Simon Reish Lamed Ches, and Amit Hashem will pick this up Reish Lamed Tes tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.